إن الإسلام بدأ غريبا وسيعود غريبا كما بدأ، فطوبى للغرباء.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين. فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون. والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون. الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون. ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من طين ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. ثم إنكم بعد ذلك لميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة تبعثون.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we just finished filming the second episode of the Strangers podcast and we got into a pretty deep talk.
Yeah, I think we talked about a topic that impacts a lot of us, which is social media.
We got into like how distracting it is.
Yeah, how it affects our attention span. And
how it affects the younger generation, how to protect your children from it.
Mm-hmm. And what you say on social media is recorded and is there forever. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also hold you accountable on that. Mm-hmm. Something that is here to stay, right? So something that we all have to be mindful of. You have to know the potential dangers of social media so you can protect yourself and keep your Islam, even though you can be seen as a stranger.
Oh, I like what you did there. Too, right? Yeah. So I hope you guys enjoy the second episode of the Strangers podcast.
Let's get into
it. And let us know what you think.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe.
That's my job.
Do all of that.
Sorry.
And leave us a review if you can on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, inshallah. And yeah, let's get to it. Peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a second episode of The Strangers Podcast with your host, Ibn Bashir.
And Slave of the Most Wise.
Yes, sir. And shout out to Didi for the suggestion of Surah Mu'minun. Inshallah, what we want to do is we're going to have a recitation at the beginning of every video. So comment your suggestions and we're going to pick one of them, inshallah.
Okay, so let's get into it. Season one, episode two of The Strangers Podcast. What did you think of the last episode?
Yo, the last episode was beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I'm liking all the feedback that we're getting.
Thank you guys so much for the feedback because it's a learning process for us. So any input you guys have, we're all ears.
Yeah, and we'd love to hear from you guys, and you know, that's what makes this fun and enjoyable.
Shout out to that one brother that DM'd us and said because of the first episode, he decided to talk to his boss and ask for Jumu'ah.
For Jumu'ah, yeah.
Yeah, so wow.
This is the kind of impact like you want to make, right?
Yeah, if it's one person, it's more than enough, right? Mm-hmm.
Facts. So, yo, one thing I'm actually mad about, bro, is we recorded that last episode and we lost all of it. Like, it was a beautiful episode, and I don't know if we're going to be able to, like, say the same lines, you know? It's not going to hit the same, but
you know what? I really like the topic.
Yeah.
For those of you guys who didn't watch the first episode, we were touching based on what we're about. We're called The Strangers Podcast. Mm-hmm. And this episode, we wanted to talk about the impact social media has in our lives. So, I don't know. I find this topic a little bit troubling because me personally, I can't get off my phone.
Yeah.
I'm on my phone 24/7, you know? So, I find it hard to find, like, a solution or even, like, I guess we could bounce off each other and, like, just see, like, you know, your experiences, my experiences, you know, and see where we can go from there.
Yeah. SubhanAllah, social media is one thing that we're all exposed to, right? From all ages, young and old. And one big thing that it affected, I think, is our attention span.
Bro, I don't know about you, but whenever I go on my phone, I jump on different apps before I get to what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
My attention span is so low. Mm-hmm.
Yo, it's just because, if you think about it, videos that we used to watch before, like, remember when they came out with Vine?
Oh, 6 seconds.
And we used to watch videos that were 6 seconds long.
Yeah.
And somehow you'd find yourself on that app for hours.
For hours, yeah.
So I don't know how much Vines you had to watch to get to like 3 hours, bro, but we were watching probably 1,000 Vines.
Yeah, yeah. And
obviously, all that has a part to play in our, like, how we are now, right? Like, people have short attention spans. They can't spend time watching a documentary.
Bro, sometimes if I'm on like TikTok or something and I see an interesting video, I'm interested.
Yeah.
But then I see how long the video is. I'm like, yo, I'm not trying to go through all that.
You know, it's funny. My sister sent me a video, right? And it was like 6 minutes long.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was an impactful video because it had so much likes. And then I just looked at it and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch it later. And I hope I'm going to get to it, inshallah.
Me, I'm the master at like bookmarking and saving, but never going back
not
to
going
it.
Back to it.
But yeah, that's social media for you. Like, your attention span gets lower and lower. And if you can't, like, intrigue me off the rip, then I'm going to keep scrolling until something else can, you know? So, yeah, it's an interesting topic.
Yeah, for sure. And then it has its pros and cons, right? Like, from a Muslim perspective, there's a lot more harm to it than benefit.
You're exposed to more dangers, yeah.
And one thing I would say is, I'm one of those people that go back and forth with social media, except from when I ended up making my account, right?
Yeah.
But apart from that, I used to just be
ghost
most of the time, back, right?
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because there's a lot of temptations, a lot of bad things within social media, right? There's music all over. Yeah. You know, like, you have to lower your gaze at the end of the day, even though you're using your phone. Mm-hmm. It's not any different than real life, right?
And no matter who you are, it's always being dangled in your face. And the thing is, you can choose to like show the algorithm you're not interested, but it's still going to be there.
Yeah, they're going to make sure it's in your face. Like, I don't know if you know, like, on the explore page on Snapchat.
Yeah.
How many times do I click, I'm not interested, not interested? They're still going to push the same content out for you.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, do you think social media impacts everyone, even people off social media?
I would say, I think if you're off social media, you're not going to be exposed to as many bad things, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But at the same time, you're not in the loop of things. But yeah. I don't know, does that really matter? Do you have to be?
The thing is, the way I see it, if you're off social media, you are out of the loop and everyone's in the loop. So like, social media, it has like rules to it, meaning like, social constructs. And if you're off social media, you find yourself explaining, like, you know, I'm sorry, I'm
off social media. I'm off social media.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so it will impact you, obviously not as much, but it's because your whole environment is like
everybody's on it, basically
on the same page, you know, and you're the one that's like protecting yourself from it, but you're also like, it's like a mystery to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Unfortunately, what I find is, like, I've been in that position before, and I feel like a lot of people are as well. They get off social media for, you know, a certain period of time,
yeah.
but then they get sucked back into it.
Yeah.
You know, and eventually you start feeling like, oh, I need to get back on it. Or like me, I've never, like, you know, I know some brothers, they switch to like a flip phone, right?
I know, I actually got Bills.
Bills, yeah, yeah, shout out Bills.
Shout out to that. If you can use a flip phone in today's day, mm-hmm. a lot of shout out to you.
Yeah. The thing is, though, a lot of the apps that we use nowadays are essential, right? Like, for example, yeah. like Google Maps.
Yeah.
I know a lot of us are like not good with directions, right?
I'm the worst.
Yeah. So, like, even let's say you don't have Google Maps.
Yeah.
Let's say you're trying to get to your destination. If you don't know how to get there, then.
Also, like, for safety reasons as well, right? Mm-hmm. Like having someone's location, it yeah. goes a long way, right?
Yeah.
Maybe like a family member, or let's say you lost your phone. There's no way of locating a flip phone.
Yeah, that's facts. But I guess it doesn't really matter. It's just a flip phone. But yeah. even a brother that I knew, he mentioned how he needed to get a smartphone because he needs like the Teams app on his phone.
Yeah.
Right? So let's say your work wants to get a hold of you and you're like, oh, I have a flip phone. For them, it doesn't make sense, right? It's like, mm-hmm. yo, you need to have a smartphone yeah. in even this day and age, right?
Even like in today's day, in mm-hmm. workplaces, they expect you to have a smartphone. Sometimes they even provide it for you, mm-hmm. you know, because they know how essential it is. So if you have this phone in front of you, it's so hard to like stay away from the distractions on it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that's one thing for me. I used to just delete apps. So I used to delete apps to not go back on it.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes you find yourself, you're going to delete the app and you're going to download it just to see one thing.
Yeah.
And then you get back to deleting it.
Yeah.
But as at least it's like a constant struggle, you know, it's better than just having all the social media. But I think when you have all these different apps on your phone, there's a way that you can control yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Like the screen time thing.
Screen time, yeah.
A lot of people, they use screen time. For most of the time, they override.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like your limit. You reached your limit.
Yeah, but I actually know, brother, mashallah, he actually like abides by his screen time. And like, yeah. if it says I have 5 minutes, okay, I have 5 minutes left, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, he gave his wife the password. So like,
he can't even access
it. He can't even control it. So if you have that mm-hmm. level of like discipline, mashallah to you, you know? Me personally, I can't, mm-hmm. you know? I'm stuck in the loop.
You know what it is? It's just, we're in this constant need of just like checking our phones. And one thing about social media is you're in a constant cycle of wanting to stay up to date. You don't want to miss anything, right?
Yeah.
For me, most of my content used to be basketball, right?
Me too.
So it's like you want to stay up to date with any injuries, any highlights. Mm-hmm. And if you really think about it, we don't miss anything. Mm-hmm. But do you really need to see all the highlights, every single play that happened within the year?
Yeah, I know.
It's not that important. Mm-hmm.
But also, like, if you're, let's say you're off social media, mm-hmm. you're not only out of the loop of social media, you're also out of the loop of, like, let's say your group chats and your friends.
Me personally, I prefer that because I'm like, if someone really wants to get a hold of me, they actually have to make that phone call.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Group chats can be very toxic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like
I don't know about you. My friends are good. No, just joking.
No, there's a lot of shady like things that can happen, right?
Okay, yeah.
Like sometimes some people can get ignored mm-hmm. and might make them feel some type of way, right? So I don't know, man. I just feel like there's still so much more harm to good when it comes to social media.
The way I see it, if you can get off social media and actually put that time you would have used in social media into something beneficial, mm-hmm. then it's good for you. But if you're already wasting your time away, like doing something else, like say like gaming or something like that, then social media could also, you know, provide benefit for you if you use it for the right reasons.
Yeah. One other thing with social media is when you put your stuff out there, it's there forever.
Yeah.
Right. So that's one of my biggest fears. And mm-hmm. the reason why I didn't used to post back in the day was I don't want
receipts.
I don't want everybody to just see what I'm up to.
Yeah.
I don't want people saving my photos and whatever.
Yeah.
And I know nowadays there's like private stories, right? Mm-hmm. And private stories on Instagram or on Snapchat, so that only a select few people can see your content, right? Mm-hmm. Can you really trust even the people that you put in that private story?
Yeah, I know.
Right? Because, bro, at the end of the day, the only people that want you to be better than them is your parents.
Your parents, absolutely.
Like even your own siblings could have some type of jealousy towards you. So by you, you know, flexing everything that you have, your blessings to the world,
mm-hmm. could be a double-edged sword for you.
Yeah, it could come back. Like someone can give you evil eye, right?
Yeah.
So you have to protect yourself, and you have to do
your dhikr.
Like your dhikr is very important.
You have to do your dhikr a lot.
Yeah, it's you not making your dhikr. The sheikh, he said, it's like going to battle without a sword.
Oh, Allah.
So like you're going to the battlefield and you're not protecting yourself with anything.
Wow, that's powerful.
It's facts. Yeah, and it's.
Bro, me back in the day, I used to post literally everything. Going for walks. My phone was on me at all times.
You used to have them 5-minute Snapchat stories. Oh, man.
Nah, man. I didn't even want to think about it, but yeah. It's scary a lot because as you grow older, you realize like
what you don't have to share everything.
Yeah, you don't have to share everything. You know, you got to be in the moment. And back then, my brother used to always tell me, be in the moment. But I used to live to capture the moment, you know?
Yeah. Well, see, me, I love having people like you around because you're going to be the type of person that's going to record it for me and I get to be in the moment and I get to have the memory.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? But as you grow older, you just realize your camera is not your most important thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Just putting content, just the constant need of like showing people what you're up to and all of that, it's not really beneficial.
Mm-hmm. And people do it especially when like they have an achievement. Got that new job.
Yeah.
Or a new car.
All they're really showing is the good things in their life, right? Mm-hmm. And it gives like this false image mm-hmm. that they're having the best time and that their life is so amazing. Mm-hmm. They're going to post when they get a new car, when they graduate, when they get married, when they have kids, when they're traveling. You're going to send that snap at the airport. Mm-hmm. And send a snap of your passport, your ticket. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's how we are nowadays. We just want to show.
An illusion.
Yeah, we just want to show like, oh, I'm living a good life. Yeah. But the minute you put that phone in your pocket,
how good is it from compared to what they seen?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because you can still be living a good life, mm-hmm. but the way, the quality, and how you showed it,
yeah,
probably even more enhanced.
Bro,
right?
And even like, the minute you put your phone in your pocket, then like you're back into your true feelings, your mm-hmm. true emotions. Mm-hmm. Like, you could be having like the worst day. Mm-hmm. You can send a snap of whatever, something that you have going on. Mm-hmm. And then given the image that, oh, you have it good. But deep down, the minute you put your phone down, you're stuck in your reality, right?
Mm-hmm. And the thing is about social media is it affects your self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Whether you're the person that posts and you're gaining those likes and you're using those likes to like confirm, you know, your worth.
You're putting value in those likes and those comments.
Exactly. Or you're the person viewing it. And even if you are living a happy life, mm-hmm. private life, you're comparing
you're
yourself
still affected by,
to what they're doing, you know? Yeah. And especially if it's someone similar in your age. Because then you look at yourself and you just ask, what am I doing with my time? Mm-hmm. This person's going on vacation. This person has a new car. And you start looking at yourself. You could be living a good life.
Yeah.
But in comparison to what your peers are doing, mm-hmm. then you start saying, I could be living better.
Yeah, subhanAllah, one thing I learned from a young age, bro, it's a very, very big lesson. It's the fact that when you look at another person's situation, it might seem all like glamorous and beautiful, mm-hmm. but you never really know what they're going through. Me and you are living two completely separate lives. We're running our own marathons, right? Mm-hmm. And now people try to compare, getting married by this age, mm-hmm. or getting a job by this age, graduating by this age. Mm-hmm. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts people through different trials, right? Mm-hmm. Like you never know what you have that is going to be impacting and affecting your life, mm-hmm. that is going to stop you from doing certain things. And compare that to another person that might have ultimate freedom, you might think, oh, no, they have a good life, right? Mm-hmm. But everybody's running their own race mm-hmm. at the end of the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us, does mankind think that we just created them for play? Mm-hmm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Does mankind think that they were created and just saying I believe is enough and that they wouldn't be tested for it? So this life is just made for, it's a testing ground at the end of the day.
That's why you always have to say Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Because if you were to compare yourself mm-hmm. to someone, always compare to someone that has less than you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because then you start being grateful for the things you have because they don't have it.
Yeah.
Instead of comparing yourself to someone that has more than you mm-hmm. because you're trying to attain it.
Yeah, constantly remind yourself of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. فَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ So the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you, you have to constantly just remind yourself of it. And even though Allah, He says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, which means that if you were to count the blessings that Allah has favored you with, you wouldn't be able to count them. SubhanAllah. So even, bro, even just our eyesight, or our hearing, things that we take for granted. There's people in the world that would die to have that.
You know what's crazy? I was watching a video yesterday, and this guy asked some girl, he said, would you be at your happiest if I give you $1 million right now? And then she said, yeah. He said, okay, what if I give you $100 million right now, but tomorrow you died? She said, no, of course. The whole point of what he was trying to say is, you would rather wake up next morning
than have $100 million.
Than have $100 million in your pocket, you know?
Yeah.
So we don't realize the blessing that we have.
Put the value in our life.
In our life, exactly.
So that waking up is worth more than having $100 million.
Exactly.
But we don't treat that blessing of having life as if it's better than $100 million.
Exactly.
We get up, we're still sad, we have these problems. Instead of saying Alhamdulillah,
I need to do better than that. I gotta wake up and just say Alhamdulillah. I'm still here,
for
you know.
Everything, bro. Alhamdulillah. We just gotta constantly be repeating that. Yeah, that's facts, bro. That's fact.
Yeah. So yeah, I do think that social media has a lot more cons to it, especially as Muslims, because we need to have discipline in ourselves. You know, and as you go down, it affects the generations more as they get younger.
Yeah, that's facts. Because nowadays, kids are having access to social media at a much younger age than we did.
I know. And it's so scary because, like, when you have kids, how do you protect them from that?
Yeah. SubhanAllah, bro. It's a dangerous time we're living in. That's
very,
for sure.
Very. Bro, I seen this video of, like, a three-year-old kid, and he's, like, singing to, like, provocative lyrics.
Yeah.
And, like, he probably doesn't know what he's saying, but, like, it's, like, subconsciously being instilled into him. You know?
Yeah, kids nowadays are on TikTok. They're singing lyrics that have so much haram things that are being mentioned. But they have no idea what they're saying.
Exactly. Right? But the thing is, they have way more information than we had at their age.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Bro, we grew up in the age where there was a computer in the living room.
That
right?
PC, yeah.
That PC. And anything you're doing is...
You cannot hide it.
You can't hide.
Yeah, a lot.
It's a big screen and, you know, someone's going to walk behind you. Right? And nowadays, the fact that everything is on, like, handheld devices, everything is private. You can hide a lot better than back in the day.
Exactly.
And that itself is a test, right? Because when you're alone, that's when shaitan comes to you. And then you think to yourself, well, nobody's watching. And you forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always watching. Right?
Bro, if we have that mentality, every time we scroll on social media that Allah is watching us, half the things we wouldn't be doing, right?
Yeah. But I think if we really process that, I don't think we would even be on social media.
Exactly.
Like, in reality, I know there's a lot of good in social media that you can find lectures and there's, you know, like, there's people that are using their platform for good. But the bad always outweighs the good.
Always. And you find yourself more intrigued in, like, the toxic and the beefs and...
Yeah, bro. If you really think about it, us as human beings, we're into that.
Yeah.
When people are having issues, when there's beef within the Muslim community, when there's whatever drama going on, that's when we're tuning in. There's certain lives where, let's say there's khair and there's good things that are being put out. It's pretty dead. But if there's beef, thousands of people tuning in.
Yeah. And that's scary because I feel like the viewers are more influential than the actual posters. Because when you go on TikTok, when you go on Instagram, where's the first place you're looking?
Comments.
In the comment section, you know? Because first of all, the comment section is the most creative.
Yeah, they'd be having some crazy jokes.
Creative human beings I've ever seen on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
But it's always the toxic ones. Like, someone could be posting something khair or something positive into the world, you know? And the top like comment is like a negative comment.
Yeah.
And it's like they can really switch around something that was supposed to be good and it's something completely different.
No, that's very true. at the same time, I also feel like some people are given platforms and they don't deserve it. And they put out content that is actually more harmful, mm-hmm. right? But kids nowadays might be looking up to them.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to like Islamic content, is very dangerous.
Yeah.
Because nowadays kids think that they can get their Islamic knowledge on
from
on
them
IG or TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be real. You can get reminders and things like that. But your foundation, you got to go back to the masajid. Mm-hmm. You got to go back to scholars and shuyukh and teachers.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect to take your knowledge from anyone, right? So like that's. To me, social media is a very dangerous place, especially for young people.
And as someone who puts out the content, you have to mm-hmm. make sure you're very careful on what you say, because you may say the right thing, but the way you delivered it could be misinterpreted,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And as someone that's viewing the content, you have to make sure you fact check what they say, because you can't take your religion from them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to follow up. Yeah. You got to make sure it's valid.
Yeah, but kids nowadays, nobody does that, right?
Nobody has the time for that. I know.
You could put out a video and all kids want to hear is like in 15 seconds,
mm-hmm.
oh, this is haram.
Mm-hmm.
But like certain topics can be explained in 10, 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, most topics can be explained in 10, 15 seconds. People have studied these things and have spent weeks and months learning about this particular topic.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's people out there that are just going to say, oh, this is haram and this is halal. And they just say it very loosely.
Yeah.
And kids are just taking it. And they're like, oh, this guy has a beard. This guy looks like this guy looks like a chef. They're going to take it directly from him. And like I remember one time my brother sent me this video and I was like, yo, don't follow this guy.
Because
you know, someone might think that whatever they're saying is so beautiful and it's the truth. But they could be saying something completely wrong,
mm-hmm.
and it's completely actually against our, you know, our Islam.
And the dangerous part about that is if someone interprets it their way, then something that could be haram,
mm-hmm.
they're implementing in their everyday lives.
Yeah,
and you know, you're
the held accountable for that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's scary, man.
Yeah. You know, we got to go back to our roots.
Mm-hmm.
And the scary part about all of that, actually, I think even more so, is imagine if we're not taking those steps to, like, help with the next generation. How are they going to think to do that for us? Like, at least our parents, like, they brought us to Duxi.
Mm-hmm.
They brought us to the Masajid.
Mm-hmm.
But for the next generation,
it's not looking too good.
It's not looking too good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much that could go wrong. And one thing people, I think, don't understand is that it affects your subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, by you just scrolling mindlessly, you don't understand the stuff that you're putting into your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And your feelings, your emotions are now driven by things that you've watched. Maybe you didn't pay attention to them,
mm-hmm.
but they're affecting how you react and how you move.
Yeah, I agree. The pages you follow mm-hmm. says a lot about you. It's subconsciously telling you, like, this is what my interests are,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, me personally, when I'm on social media, I try to look at videos that keep me grounded. For example, yesterday I saw one of a man and he had no limbs mm-hmm. and he still found a way to make wudu and he was still praying. And a lot of people, they don't have the heart to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
But I make sure I actually sit down and I watch those because like it makes me feel something inside, you know?
Yeah.
And trust me, a lot of the times when I'm scrolling on the app, I don't feel nothing because like, yeah, it's kind of numbing, right?
You're desensitized by it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
SubhanAllah, bro, me, I'm one of those people though. Like when I see those things, a lot of times I find myself not wanting to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the situation going on in Turkey, SubhanAllah. May Allah help them through everything that they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a picture and it was probably from a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And SubhanAllah, bro, it hit me hard. It was basically a father that was holding his daughter's hand. I didn't notice it at first, but his daughter was basically crushed by like buildings or a house, and he's just holding her hand and he's just looking ahead.
Wow.
It just made me realize like how quick life can change, right? Because
mm-hmm.
the people living in Turkey and Syria, they didn't think that tomorrow was going to be their last day, or they didn't think tomorrow their homes would be devastated.
Mm-hmm.
That's at least one of the good things of social media is it keeps you informed about everything going on in the world.
Mm-hmm. Also, the support factor on social media is really good.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
the GoFundMes.
We're able to like donate.
Donations. And yeah.
Yeah. So there is some khair in it. There's mm-hmm. some good things that come out of it. Mm-hmm. It's just, I guess it's just how you use it.
How you use it. Me, I started getting into like listening to different reciters. And there's one. His name is Ibn Bashir. Like I started like following a lot of reciters, and it's really helping me with like memorizing the Quran. Mm-hmm. You find interest in like how people beautify the Quran, mm-hmm. you know,
in their own ways.
In their own ways, exactly.
Yeah. To me, there's so much, like so many good reciters like Sudeis and mm-hmm. those guys. So whenever people just comment on my stuff and they're like, "Oh, I love your recitations. You're one of my favorites." In my head, I'm like, God, I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. Or even people putting me in their like top five favorite reciters, it's very humbling.
Yeah, mashallah. Yeah. You're on my top three. no, but wallahi, it's a good thing when you know you give khair and a lot of people are mm-hmm. are interested in it, and the amount of ajr you get when everyone's like listening to you reciting the Quran.
Yeah, bro. There's a new trend going on where people are it's like a filter.
Oh, I seen
that filter that yeah. basically it just brings up a random eye and people mm-hmm. continue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like stuff like that
they
is beautiful.
They need to implement more of these, you know?
Yeah, I think they just had Juz'amma. Mm-hmm. But stuff like that, you know, it just keeps people engaged in stuff that is actually beneficial. Mm-hmm. Right? And, you know, alhamdulillah, Ramadan is upcoming.
Can't wait.
So I'm sure, you know, there's going to be a lot of good talks, a lot of, you know, different programs and different things that people are going to be doing. So mm-hmm. I'm excited for that.
Same.
And also another thing is everything that you put out on social media, anything you comment, share, repost, whatever it is, bro, not only is it staying on the internet forever, but more importantly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold you accountable for that.
Yeah.
In the same way that you can say bad things to someone, everything that you tweet
down.
Or everything you comment, everything you say, mm-hmm. all of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you accountable for.
You're going to be asked about it. Yeah. Subhanallah.
That's so scary, bro.
So the comment might have been funny, but I don't think it's worth it.
Was it worth it? Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to ever be in that position, right? Mm-hmm. So now that you have the ability to do it, mm-hmm. make sure you get rid of those things. Mm-hmm. Anything that you posted or anything that you're sharing that has haram in it, mm-hmm. you don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only to punish you for your sin, but for also publicizing your sin mm-hmm. and for exposing other people to the things that you're doing, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, like if you don't have something good to say,
speak good or remain silent.
Speak good or remain silent, yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, I can't really find a solution to, like, you know, limiting your use of social media, because anyone can just say, yeah, you know, I could just stop.
Yeah.
But it's not
easier said than done.
It's yeah. not feasible, exactly. So, like, I don't know.
I think one thing that you can do is like you can control when you're on social media. Like, for example, let's say after you come back from work or you come back from school, you get your things done and you set a timer. You're like, okay, after 8 p.m. or after 9 p.m., I'm not going to be on social media. Mm-hmm. Then you put your phone down and you actually spend time doing something meaningful, yeah. spending time with your family, you know, spending alone time. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things that people can do outside of social media. Mm-hmm. The problem with just scrolling and being on your phone is that you're not really benefiting yourself. Mm. You're probably going to spend 2-3 hours not doing anything.
You feel like it goes in the blink of an eye.
And subhanAllah, there's just something about like when you waste your time, it goes by so fast. Mm-hmm. But subhanAllah, when it comes to like praying your five prayers or doing stuff for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's just like 5 minutes, mm-hmm. is impossible to do. But when it comes to scrolling, you can be scrolling 2-3 hours and it's like, it's 9 o'clock, then it's midnight. If you're able to stop using social media altogether, mm-hmm. that's what I think would be the best.
I feel like your quality of life gets a lot better too.
Yeah. Because yeah.
people that are like, you know, so obsessed with their phones, mm-hmm. their social lives mm-hmm. come into effect as well.
Yeah.
Back then we were all like on the block, so
we were
forced to meet each other and approach each other and just like, you know, say what's up.
Everybody's riding their bikes.
Yeah.
Throw them in front of someone's house, play video games, go back out.
That's how I met you. You just randomly showed up at my house. And it was like, yo, who are you? Let's be friends, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's crazy because I feel like the younger generation.
In fact, it's impacted like how people interact for sure.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, they use their phones to even look less approachable. Mm-hmm. You know, like if someone's walking by you, it's like, damn, I don't want this person to approach me. Let me go on my phone so that they feel like they don't want to disturb me. You know?
Look busy, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it's impacting our social lives a lot more than it would have back then.
Yeah, for sure. It's with the times, right? So the times that we were living in or that we grew up in.
Can't ever go back to those days.
Bro, the good old days.
Timeless, hold on.
But yeah, I guess we got to go with the times, and it's something that's here to stay. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't think it's something that's going to go. Mm-hmm. So we have to learn to live with it. We have to figure out how we can, you know, keep our Islamic identity and keep our values, our faith, our religion, while using social media and while being exposed to those things. Mm-hmm. So, overall, like, there's good and bad in everything. At the end of the day, it's how you use it, right? Mm-hmm. So our job and our purpose is to try to use it to the best of our abilities for good. Mm-hmm. We're going to use it for entertainment. But at the end of the day, we just got to understand.
Be aware.
Be aware of like what you're exposing yourself to. Mm-hmm. Be aware of what could be happening to your mind subconsciously. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and just understand the dangers of social media. I think that's the biggest thing. If you can't get rid of it completely, know, like, the struggles and the problems that it comes with. Mm-hmm. Don't be blind to it. The worst person is someone that is doing something
and they know they're doing it.
And they know there's haram in it, but they say the opposite. Mm-hmm. You know, like someone who, for example, let's say someone who smokes, who just says, oh, it doesn't do anything to me. Actually, it medically is good for you. It just calms you down.
Yeah,
things like that. So if you look at social media and you're like, oh, it's actually not bad. There's so much khair in it. There's so much good. And you're completely neglecting the bad things that are in it, then you're setting yourself up for failure.
You're blocking your mind off of potential dangers.
Yeah. You're not preparing yourself the way you should be, right?
That's why I think Ramadan's a good way to cleanse, you know, like, because, like, you know, they say, you know, 30 days is when you start a habit.
Yeah.
So, like, a lot of people I know, they either completely get off social media because they know that they easily get distracted and they fall into the loop of it. The
problem with Ramadan is, unfortunately, a lot of us,
once it's done,
we do it, like, we drop everything. Like, people will say, okay, I'm not going to listen to music for 30 days. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to do haram things. Like, I'm not going to pick up sins during Ramadan. I'm only going to do good things, right?
Definitely during Ramadan.
But then the night of Eid, literally come back from Eid prayer and people are blasting music. People are back to disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah. So, and a sign of if Ramadan actually affected you is what you do outside of it. Mm-hmm. So imagine the first day that you finish Ramadan, you go back to how you were before.
It tells you who you are.
Yeah. And the purpose of Ramadan is for you to gain God consciousness, for you to gain taqwa. It's a reminder to us first, of course, absolutely. But it's a big issue that I think a lot of us find ourselves in. Mm-hmm. So obviously, we make dua and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast, and to help us with these things. And that's one other big thing is we underestimate the power of dua.
Yeah.
And we need to understand dua is a weapon for us. And the companions, they used to always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help with everything. Mm-hmm. So us, when we have all these dangers and all these bad things in front of us, especially those of us living in the West, then it's even more important for us to not only stay away from those things and do our best with it, but also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us through that.
And there's no limit in dua because Allah is capable of all things. So there's no, I ask for too much.
Yeah.
Or I keep asking too much.
It's never too much for Allah. It's
never too much for Allah. So just ask away, get into the habit of it. Me personally, I have to get more into the habit of making dua. And
dua is ibadah.
It is.
Like it's worship at the end of the day. You get rewarded for making dua, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Even if your dua is not accepted, either Allah will protect you from something from this world, or He'll leave it for you on the Day of Judgment. So,
you're not losing in any way.
Exactly. Bonus points. So.
For for sure. Yeah, bro.
This is a good episode.
This is a good talk.
I said it first. Cool. Yeah, but
social media, man, is, bro, we could be talking about it forever. Mm-hmm. We can look at it from so many different angles.
And I feel like a lot of people can relate to it because a lot of people have the same issues we do where I'm like a kid in a toy store. Like, mm-hmm. I could be wanting to message you.
Yeah.
But before I message you, I scroll through Instagram. And then I go to...
You forget what you're supposed to do.
Safari. Then I go to TikTok. Then I go to Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And then I completely forget, oh, wait, I forgot to respond to Amin, you know? So it's...
Bro, even for me, like the content that I'm trying to post, you know, if I'm trying to post Quran or things like that, I'm going to post and then I'm going to find myself on IG or on TikTok
mm-hmm.
for maybe an hour after I posted mm-hmm. when all I wanted to do was just post my content.
Yeah, man.
Right? There's just something about it. It just pulls you in and you just constantly are like, it's distracting. It's very distracting.
Especially when you're busy. Like,
yeah.
The content is the juiciest when you're studying or when you're working. And it's like, it's so hard to put your phone down. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, my phone will be in my pocket. I don't know if you go through this too.
Mm-hmm.
My phone will be in my pocket and then I feel it vibrate. So I'm like, oh, I got a text. And then I look, there's nothing there. It's like a mental thing. Like, mm-hmm. I know I felt it vibrate, you know? Yeah. So yes,
bro,
I'm affected by it.
I think social media and our phones, bro, is one of the biggest weapons of shaitan.
I know.
He's in love with it. He's winning.
He's winning.
Definitely winning. Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess.
But yeah, let's wrap it up. And hopefully you guys will see this episode soon, inshallah.
Inshallah.
This was take two.
Take two.
Unfortunately, we lost what we had recorded on the first episode, but. No,
this one was still a good one. So
yeah. So until next time,
Strangers Podcast.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.